USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Negotiations continue on Wednesday between Democrats and Republicans regarding a massive infrastructure upgrade. President Biden meeting with Republicans at the White House on Wednesday. Maine Independent Senator Angus King telling CNBC he believes the bill needs to be bipartisan.
There's got to be compromise. The president has indicated, I heard him, you know, I was in the Oval Office with a group of Democrats and Republicans. He said, I'm ready to compromise, and I think he is. So they've got to come up with a pay-for plan that, you know, causes everybody a little bit of hurt.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration at the state's southern border to augment additional resources to efforts addressing the humanitarian crisis at the border. This, as new video shows, smugglers abandoning a five-year-old alone at the Texas border. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
President Biden continuing to undo the actions of his predecessor.
President Biden has suspended oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, making permanent the temporary moratorium he issued on his first day in office. The order reverses a Trump-era policy allowing oil and gas exploration in the nature reserve. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy called the cancellation of the leases wrong and an attack on his state's economy. In a tweet, Dunleavy promised to use every means necessary to oppose the order. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The CDC says more patients with kidney failure died during the first 7 months of the pandemic than would have been expected. A new report showing roughly 7,000 to 10,000 people had end-stage renal disease. That's when a kidney stops working and the filtering of a person's blood requires dialysis or a transplant. The CDC saying these patients face higher risk of dying from COVID because of their weakened immune systems. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
On Tuesday, President Biden marked the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma. The president traveled to Tulsa's Greenwood Cultural Center and said victims of the dark time deserve ongoing recognition and respect. Biden also saying he plans to handle racial inequality head on. Regarding racial inequality, former HUD director Ben Carson tells Fox News the Trump administration also was working to bridge the gap between African Americans and whites.
Well, it was a topic of much discussion during the previous administration, and I think we made a lot of progress. You know, I don't think that it really does any good to sit there and say we did better than you did. But what we really need to do is build on what each administration previously has done. When you look at what's happened over the last 100 years, there's been a vast improvement. Is there still room for more improvement? Absolutely. And when we're talking about making more grants available for small and disadvantaged businesses as communities, I'm all for that. As long as we don't attach, you know, a particular race or color to it, let's deal with those who are disadvantaged, those who are small, those who have a lack of opportunity. That's what this country is about, providing opportunities for people.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.